Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Kevin S. 5MinuteTheFan.com. Also, that 5MinuteTheFan app, I would recommend that would be the thing to do, Rammer. You ever listen to us on the 5MinuteTheFan app?
Your
technology
there
guy,
was one.
You have Alexa and such, right?
No.
And that's how you control your whole house. Do you know that you can open up your garage door, you can lock your house with Alexa, anything you want?
Huh.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
so
I don't even know the guy.
So if you forget to lock the doors, like for instance, if any light's on in the house, all I got to do is open up my app and I can turn off all the lights in my house.
That's another thing I think is pretty cool.
Yeah,
that you can do
a minute
it from
ago.
Your phone.
You thought that was stupid.
I still think there are some things that are first world issues that maybe going to turn the light switch on while you're home yourself is. I think that's still okay to do.
No, but I think that's subjective, Rammer.
Walking 5 feet and hitting a switch.
Okay, we can agree to disagree on that. That's okay.
As opposed to living in an adobe house with a candle.
Right. Ooh. Yeah. Can Alexa blow out candles? Ha! Uh-huh. We got her.
Uh-huh. Alexa could turn on a fan, which would blow out a candle. Yes.
Okay. All right. Touche.
Set up your fan next to the candle and you are fine. Hey, I got to tell you about the brewery lights real quick before we move any further. It is holiday season, boys and girls. It would not be the holiday season, though, without the lights. The brewery lights at historic Anheuser-Busch, featuring two new activities for the kids this year. Nightly screenings of a holiday classic on the outdoor movie screen in a kid zone. Featuring the Brewery Light Express train, all aboard for family fun. Adding over 1 million lights. It seems like a lot of lights. The traditions of the Budweiser Clydesdale, roasting s'mores in an outdoor ice skating rink, which I happen to love. Rock, one day when you get a girlfriend or boyfriend, you will love the ice skating rink as well. Under the glow of the Budweiser side, it is a holiday tradition unlike any other. Come for the free walking tours and stay for all the festivities every Thursday to Sunday, November 15th. Through December 30th. Here we are, November 26th. You are free to go. Start Thursday. Do not try to go during the week before Thursday. Brewery Lights at Anheuser-Busch, where holiday magic is always brewing. For more information, visit brewerylights.com. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser, lager beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
We all think Anheuser-Busch is number one, and with your aside comment to Rock, he signaled that he thinks you're number one.
Wow.
I think that's what I saw. I'm pretty sure that...
I'm just saying, Rock, you don't go ice skating by yourself. So you need a significant other, and I was trying. This is a judgment-free zone. Except for when I become a Navy SEAL, then I'm going to judge the heck out of all you guys, and there's nothing you can do about it because I'll be a Navy SEAL.
No, I'll still make fun of you.
Yeah, but then you might die.
Yeah, well, at your own risk.
TJ, honestly, you could probably succeed in ending my life right now if you so chose, and I still make fun of you without really worrying,
that's
so
true.
I'm going to keep on rolling
I'm
with that.
I'm less sure
buddy.
About that, though. Like, if I just had the title Navy Steel behind me, I would...
No, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm still going to make fun of you.
Yeah, but I would have certainly, at that point, killed some people.
Other new
before.
People.
You wouldn't be
other
my first.
New people might not start making fun of you, but I'm going to keep doing
let
it.
Let the millennial talk, because he doesn't realize that once you become a CEO and he pops off, it may not be you coming to the house.
I like that. I think
some of the boys may just take umbrage with it after a handy 48-pack pop.
Can I? Sorry, you don't think the Navy SEALs are going to be making the exact same jokes against TJ that I am? Are you kidding me?
It's different. They're other SEALs. We don't kill each other. Did we ever tell the your story about your vehicle? Did we ever come out with that?
No, we have not yet.
Are we going to?
Not yet. No. Soon.
Okay.
Still in a perfect. I have to take it back this week to get the last few items fixed.
I got
to
get this one out really quick. Catfish sent in a text. This is really good. Bob's old school. He's been turning his lights on and off with the clapper for years.
The reason
well
I
played.
Asked, the reason I asked about that is because I do have a Navy SEAL buddy that said, if that happened to me, and we won't go into what exactly happened, he said, I would have random trucks showing up in my driveway because there would just be people with that type of truck dying every so often. So if you had that truck, it would just be showing up in my driveway every so often. Weird. Got another red Chevy.
Telling you. Just unbelievable. But I now know, and I will have the safety off next time.
Do you get it?
Pop, pop, honky mofo!
Dan Strauss.
I'm sorry. I don't think I've ever successfully heard somebody yell the word honky without laughing hysterically.
Dan Strauss opened the door for me. He said, next time, just say, Alexa, kill that guy. Let's see what happens.
That's all I'm saying. You never know.
You have a booby trap rigged at the front door.
You ever
there
seen
you
Home
go.
Alone?
Yeah.
Bob, just get a paint can
paint
on a string.
Paint cans down the stairwell.
I've got to be honest with you, Bob. With the way that he concluded the season, I'm like very excited to see what might be if Ozuna has a battery mate in the middle of that lineup.
Well,
they can legitimately protect him.
Well, or he protect
or
that
he,
guy.
Yeah, either way.
Which is kind of what he did for Stanton in Miami, having that big year. Because Stanton, most of the time, Rock could look up the exact numbers because details, I don't care. But much of the year, Stanton hit second.
You overestimate Rock, but go ahead.
And with Ozuna behind him.
Right.
Or second or third and Ozuna behind him. So, in fact, I think who they have Yelich. I think it went Stanton, Yelich, Ozuna. Anyway, who cares? That was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And we saw, though, that that's what the best teams are doing. They're loading up and stacking hitters. You got to do it.
Oh, yeah. Stanton, that last year with Miami, 110 games, batting second, 35 batting fourth.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's no question about it. And that's why everybody understands a big bat. That's what they need.
By the way, I'm pretty sure that's where Harper's hit a lot of the last two seasons a lot, too, for the Nationals, is the two-hole.
Yeah.
They've moved him around and a lot of it is in efforts to get him out of slumps. And
he's got the Matt Carpenter disease. He doesn't hit over the shift too often until about midway through the season.
Yeah.
But also we've seen more and more teams put their power bat in the two hole. I mean that's been changed in the last two or three years.
That's one of the changes in advanced metrics that I don't think is necessarily wrong. It's different from the way they played
it
the first 100 years.
Just frowned upon it.
No, he just it's
don't
an
put your power bat in the two hole. Don't let Rock say that ever again.
It makes me miss Messersmith. Because every time two hole came up, Messersmith would say something extraordinarily
inappropriate. Giggle every time. Yeah. It was great. Yeah. It was
he
so
still
genuine.
Does that on the podcast, by the way. He's not like he's not dead or anything. He's just, you know.
He is to me.
Okay.
But no, seriously, people can, and I understand it, and I would love to imagine that the Cardinals truly are into Bryce Harper thing, but it's just the idea of matching up someone Bryce Harper like with Ozuna, with the way that Ozuna at times was a dominant force down the stretch. I mean, if
for the few weeks that his shoulder after he got the cortisone injection and his shoulder freed up a little bit, you got a glimpse of what he's capable of.
What might be,
yeah,
and what might be with another component. Could be pretty exciting.
And this is a case where you'd like to think the economics of the game will help him, therefore help the Cardinals as he goes into his walk year.
You know as much about the Cardinals as anyone. You know how much respect I have for Mo. You know how much respect I have for Mr. DeWitt. But there is no logical excuse not to go all in, attempt to go all in on Machado or Harper. There's just none. Because both of them could fit so very nicely here.
Well, we talked about it earlier, too. I think another tack is trading for Goldschmidt and then being the greedy guy that I am. Then you have a free agent signing opportunity with Michael Brantley out of Cleveland. I think that gives you a stackable lineup. And Brantley gives you the left-handed bat.
The only issue I would have with Brantley is injuries.
Yep.
But...
No doubt.
You could pretty much say that about a lot of guys, especially in free agency. But Brantley has had his fair share of injuries.
He has. There's no question about it.
But it would be very, very
But his contact rate, I think last year, was the best in baseball.
Oh, Rock. He just went contract rate. I like it. You're not the old curmudgeon we all thought.
Well, yeah. But I just happened to run across that stat.
Oh, no.
Bob's old school analytics. If they can prove the point he's trying to make.
Yeah.
They're wonderful tools.
What's the point of being on radio if you can't be self-serving?
There you go.
855-282-8255. Can we all, I actually think Dino was right there. Two out of these three games, Berube has, it's not necessarily him, but boy, did they look like they were in over their head. And the one game they played looked a whole lot more like a boxing match than it did a hockey game. They happened to score a bunch of times, but that was done or taken
they
down.
They were flying around the rink, though.
It was amazing.
And it was fun. Now,
But I don't think that's sustainable for 82 games in the regular season. You can't play that way. You got to win with skill. That's for the playoffs.
You'd like to have a little more balance. You don't want to go ice capades, but you can't go goon it up either. I think you got to have the balance. You got to be able to play a game any way the opposition brings it. Mm-hmm. Because there are too many different styles. You can't go all speed. You can't go all big. You've got to be able to play the game as each night presents itself to you.
My issue with I love what they did the second thing with Nashville because I think you have to make Nashville play your game. If you play theirs, you're done.
I agree.
Yeah, but that's easier said than done. They did it, but it's – I mean, two of the three losses, if my math is correct, were by a combined score of 13-5. I mean
– you weren't in the galaxy.
That's rather unpleasant.
Yeah.
But your win was about that too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you hadn't played a close game with Berube yet. I don't, you know, you can get into the strategy of, you know, trying to go 5-on-3, pulling a goalie and losing the game, whatever on that. I'm less interested in that and more interested in the overall attitude. I'll tell you this. I was really disappointed in not seeing the second Nashville game be the first one because I wanted to see a group of guys come out firing and they didn't. And then it took a lot to go. You had Patty Maroon jumping off the bat 10 seconds of the game, and then you had Braden Shen doing the same thing. That needed to happen game one. Where was
right.
that?
Right.
And it should have happened in Nashville.
Let me ask you a question. Did you have a chance to throw the name Alain Vigneault at Chris Kerber last week when Kerbs was breaking down the Blues?
Yes, I did.
What was Kerbs' response?
He said that's another name. He didn't go too far into it one way or the other. What he did say was, I'll be honest with you, it's similar to what I said because he had sort of addressed the coaching search before I brought that up. He said, they are going to consider everyone, including European options, including Craig Berube, including Quinville and everybody else. And so he didn't really go into too much of who Vigneault is. I did tell him that you probably were pronouncing it wrong and that you do still pronounce Tereschenko with a lisp.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this much right now. These suckers better not be getting me some UPO coach. I can tell you that much right now. Don't be bringing me in some Swavic. I don't want to hear or see anything like that. Are you kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me?
Did you say Swavic?
Yeah, I said.
Don't say Swavic.
Say whatever.
That's how you get beat up in Maryland Heights, I'm told.
No. Swavic has a certain meaning in Maryland
Heights. Did you mean Swav Slavic? Or I'm confused what you're going for here.
I kind of like the word, although no one has any idea what you're talking about.
And that's the whole key. That's the whole key.
Suavic.
No one can say you're wrong.
He's Suavic.
Because I can then twist it however I choose to after the fact. Yeah. No, I don't want some UPO coach coming in here trying to teach
UPO,
a man's
game. Is that another word for Euro trash?
Exactly.
Okay.
Here's my question on that.
Don't be bringing your Belgium ass.
He was taking a shot at the Slavs.
Yeah.
Don't be bringing your Belgium ass
behind
my bench.
That's acceptable for at least another 15 years. I'll tell you this, John. The Berube thing is it is what it is. He's a guy that you know has that attitude, but like Raymer said, you know, like, that is not a sustainable. You're not going to have Pat Maroon jumping guys off the bat frequently. Braden Shen ain't going to be fighting guys too frequently. They don't have the personnel makeup to play like they did against Nashville at the Enterprise Center. They can do that every so often, but good luck doing that for 10 straight. Ain't happening. You sure as hell aren't going to do it for the last 50 games of the year.
I will never say never again once Lovie Smith got a 2-year extension. That has put the end to never.
Yeah. How about that?
We just lost our senior day. We just lost 63-0. We've won a game and a half in 7 years. You deserve an extension.
Oh, that's brutal. And we carry it right here on 590 The Fan. If you want to hear any of those 63-0 beatings, it'll be right here every Saturday.
No, it's. I think that's a. I understand that they want to support him in some manner. But
maybe. Let's see if we can figure out their reasoning.
Best of luck.
Is it possible that it is a school that looks at their athletics, football in particular, as we have a really terrific person who's doing things the right way, and if we're going to be successful, we're going to do it the right way. We're not going to go Ohio State on everybody. We're going to do it the right way. And now we could all be cynical and say, well, that's folly. It'll never work. But maybe they're trying to do it for the right reasons.
They have the same revenue that Mizzou does and should have higher expectations in the Big Ten than Mizzou does in the SEC.
Agreed.
And they are in the basement. As far as I can gather, because I didn't see any figures on this, meaning I doubt he's getting a pay raise. I said 2-year extension, meaning it's a similar deal, and I doubt they moved the buyout, probably very similar to what Barry Odom got last year. As far as I can tell, they weren't ready to fire him just yet, and so they're trying to make it look good for recruits. They'll be out next week if they want. It's all the same.
Do you know this for a fact?
No, I do not.
Then stop speculating.
Well, that's
I'm so tired of fake news.
Fake news, you, sir, are fake news. Does that make sense? I think that's probably what I had to
I wanted his media pass pulled.
I have a media pass?
Can you imagine just banning some guy from CNN?
Yeah, well.
I mean, CNN, it's incredibly liberal.
No, you know, the problem was, is it's just like players' unions when things go nuts and the players don't respect each other. How can you let a so-called colleague dominate a news conference when you're fighting to get one question in? It'd be like if we're going to cover something on the Blues and, Solomon jumps up and gets the coach all pissed off. Now, none of us get our interviews in. That's something that should be self-regulated.
And I would think, not only do I agree with you 110%, I would suspect in that case, had Trump just walked away like a president should, that probably would have happened.
I have not seen any evidence of any of that.
Because once the president decides he's going to ban, then the media is going to join Acosta.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? If Acosta wasn't disciplined and just walked away, I think certain media types would have taken care of it.
I would have done it the other way because I'm very immature. I would have just...
You shot him.
No, I would have just...
Okay, all right.
That's one
saying.
Step further.
Okay.
I would just let him keep going and let him do the whole news conference and not let anybody else get a question. And the next news conference, I'd go to him and just let him go. That would be very immature and infantile, so there's a shot.
Far as I can tell, this is not the first time he's done that, and Trump has tried to ignore him in the past, and so the self-regulating...
No, it hasn't worked, and that's a shame.
Yeah,
Whether it's CTE stuff or stick work and fights in the NHL...
That does make sense.
Yeah, what I'm saying is colleagues sometimes have to, should police themselves, whether it's a labor union, a players' union... your guild, your colleagues. If somebody's ruining it for everybody else, you need to step in. Although, shouldn't have banned him.
Well, all right. Well,
I could write an email.
Also, we shouldn't always be worried about taking a coach off to the point where he cuts off the press conference short. Because sometimes if the question's legitimate,
there's no question.
The coach is going to be immature and not want to answer a question.
I use Solomon specifically because he would annoy a guy.
I can see that.
That was the perfect example.
Also, if anybody has ever learned anything, you can learn a lot from Nick Saban. And it does not matter what the question is. You can say whatever you want to that. And all you got to do at the end is say, I don't remember what you said, but I needed to get that off my chest.
But Solomon would be relentless. That's what Bob's trying to get at. Solomon would have just walked right out the door with Saban until I get my answer.
But, Nick, what is it going to be the quarterback? Look, I'm not thrown under the bus, so quit asking me. All right, then. Nick, thank you for that. Hey, we got to go. Large morning show in the afternoon with Frank Pinion coming up next. And then that Cam Jansen program. Don't miss that. That guy is the best. We have got to go. We'll be back tomorrow. Rammer, you're here all week, yes?
Here all week, and we got a big remote coming up. Did you know that?
I did not.
Champions Village.
Where's that?
Fenton.
All right.
And I'm going to get you.
Is
in
that
the,
this week?
Yeah, I'm going to get you in the batting cage.
Oh, nice. What day is it?
Thursday.
All right, this Thursday, Champions Village down in Fenton.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
I'll be there. You won't be. You're not on remote. I'm going earlier that day with those guys.
All right, so you're not getting me in the batting cage.
Why don't you come out anyway?
You're out there on Friday. You're out there on Friday morning.
I have to show up for the
show. That's it. So, I said Thursday.
But TJ's not until 5 p.m., so TJ's got plenty of time to get out there. We're out
you
there at
what?
10 a.m. with the press box and midday grind.
Wait, Friday?
So it's plenty of time for TJ to get out there in the morning.
So what happened to Thursday?
No, I completely messed up the days of the week.
You are fake news.
So Thursday comes before Friday?
So I'm told.
So hold on.
I messed up. It's Friday.
The day and the time were all wrong.
But the location was right.
You fit in here just perfectly, mister.
Oh, boy. To quote my friend Tim Woodburn, the hard line from 1 to 3:08 p.m. So we got to go. We got to roll. We are taking up our colleagues' times. You guys have a great night. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 o'clock. It's a hard line.